Hello and welcome to One Bite. Xavier here. Today I'll be reflecting on and wrapping up this first season of One Bite. I'd like to start by acknowledging the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, the traditional custodians of the lands that I'm on, and pay my respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. It only seems fair to start with what I've really been enjoying eating, which is pretty much everything, but especially those things shared. Meals with my family and friends, Sarah's Queen of Cups chai, Karima's nougat, and Grandma's shortbread, made by my cousin for her memorial. My own journey into food started long before this project, and it will continue into the future. The more I learn, the less I know, but the more interested I am in understanding connections, interactions, and different perspectives. One Bite began as an exploration of the impacts of the pandemic on food systems, and how this relates to longer-term sustainability and food security. The aim of the podcast was to share my research more broadly, provide a platform for diverse voices, and develop understanding and engagement. Having re-listened to all the episodes back-to-back this weekend, I can say we covered a lot. The 14 people we heard from during this season have each offered a perspective into a small part of the food system. I'd like to thank Jamie, Vanessa, Kylie, Costa, Sinead, Gabrielle, Alice, Tammy, Jen, Amy, Liz, Jess, Lee Tran, and Tyson for their time, story, knowledge, and expertise. There were ideas, topics, and issues that threaded between episodes, sometimes obviously, and sometimes more subtly. There were links between the first and the last, reinforcing the circularity and common ground. We covered everything from farming, water, soil, regenerative agriculture, rural communities, production, supply and distribution, pivoting, price, market power, sustainable sourcing, food waste, health, nutrition, diet-related disease, gender, race, socioeconomic status, food insecurity, representation and diversity, planning, policy and governance, gardening, urban agriculture, food literacy and citizenship, fostering emergence, resilience, and taking back agency. If you stand back and try and look at the whole food system, the complexity and interwoven nature of it can make the issues we face seem insurmountable. Like all wicked problems, there is no single, simple solution. But there are so many people thinking about, working on, and facilitating change, and a multitude of small ways to engage and get involved. Start where you are, do what you can, and use what you've got. It could be growing some herbs on your windowsill, composting your food scraps, buying local and seasonal, signing up to a CSA, visiting your farmer's market, baker, butcher, or pantry, volunteering or donating to a food bank, contacting your local member or counsellor, joining an organisation or group, learning more, advocating, and talking about these issues. As Jen said, don't let perfect be the enemy of good, and just start somewhere. 2020 has been a roller coaster of a year, that's for sure. It's been a time of worry, responsibility, and struggle for many. As we near the holiday season, take some time to think about those who are doing it tough this year, where you choose to spend your time and money, and the food you put on your table. I'd like to thank you for listening, following, engaging, sharing, and reaching out. The response has been a bit overwhelming, but I'm glad this project has reached so many people and is starting conversations. So, what brings me hope? Well, I'm not known for being an optimist, but the fact that people are interested and engaging in these issues, that people are challenging the status quo, asking questions, getting active, having conversations, connecting, and taking back agency.
That people still want to learn.
And want to know better where their food comes from. We harness that energy to be the change makers.
Everyone has the capacity to contribute to the solution.
We're really at a tipping point. I also think it means we're at a turning point, which is frightening, but it's really exciting.
And local communities who have really led the way, they're no longer relying on governments to provide all the solutions.
And all we need to do is continue to put our power and our voices and our dollar towards positive action.
So whatever it is, add your voice to something that is advocating for change. Join things. Be a collectivist.
To just start. To start anything. Just do something that fits within what you can do.
In that way that a crisis can sometimes be the catalyst to change, I think this does give us an opportunity. We have to help make it change.
For the first time in a long time, it's not hard to have those conversations. So I hope that people take it seriously and actually have a look at what can be done in the long term.
But hopefully come back to not normal. I don't think normal was that great. I think we can do a lot better than normal.
Every day, making the most of it, even if it's some tiny thing, you know, that small win that you get every day, that's really important.
It needs to be stuff that we're doing locally, collaboratively, and that every person is participating in. It's time to take back agency.
I'm not sure what 2021 holds, but would like to be able to bring you another season of One Bite and continue to connect and build something bigger together. It's been a pleasure. I'll see you next time. Bye.